Pit reporting is a lot more difficult than I thought it would be. You know, I definitely didn't give them enough credit. You know, when they're trying to get information from the teams, when they're trying to listen and also report on exactly what's going on the racetrack, the producer will be like, hey, we're coming to you, Ricky, right now, and you got to be ready. And that's something that I wasn't ready for.
Some of the other drivers taking part in the Drivers Only broadcast would be Kevin Harvick, Clint Bowyer, Brad Keselowski, Darrell Wallace, Ryan Blaney, and Joey Logano. And finally, good news if you're a band of, if you're a fan of the Swedish pop band ABBA. They've announced they're going to release two new tracks. Now, it's been 35 years since they released any new music. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump said today that he's ready for nuclear talks with North Korea, but these talks are going to be different than previous meetings that the North Koreans have had with previous presidents.
The United States in the past was played like a fiddle. Money going in and nobody knew what was happening. The day after an arrangement was made, if you call it a deal, I doubt it, but an arrangement was made. They start with the nuclear weapons again. That's not happening to us.
Arizona and Colorado teachers donned red shirts and descended upon their respective capitals for a second straight day of protest. This teacher says something has to be done with her salary.
I taught the last 9 years without a raise. In fact, my take-home pay went down. So, yeah, it's absolutely imperative that we get this done.
The average teacher's salary in Arizona is just under $43,000.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Welcome to GEICO's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to GEICO. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
GEICO Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Old Man Winter's reluctance to give it up is what's causing a lack of tornadoes in Kansas and in Oklahoma. In fact, as of today, there have been no reported tornadoes in either state, which sets a new record. Brantley Hargrove is a storm chaser and journalist. He explains where tornadoes form and why.
You know, earliest in the year, it'll usually, you'll have your activity in the southeast, in what we call Dixie Alley. And then as, you know, as sort of April wears on and May, you know, May gets going, it's kind of shifting to the southern plains, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and then as the season wears on, you start getting a little later in the summer, it starts to transition further north, and so you'll end up in places like South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota.
And finally, many are calling the first round of the NFL draft the great quarterback grab of 2018. We'll see how rounds 2 and 3 go as the draft begins today at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well, good afternoon. On this, according to the weather, it says it's foggy and misty. I don't know where you've been driving today, but it has been pouring where I've been driving. And we were supposed to get what they called scattered showers. I think that's a real euphemism. But tonight, if they're correct, it's supposed to be mostly cloudy. And then there really are areas of fog. There was a lot of fog this morning. So be careful driving, because even though the deer, I think, often watch for us, they can't watch for us in the fog. So by tomorrow morning, there will be areas of fog and then a chance of showers. High expected to be around, I was hoping it was going to say 89, but it's really 69. Sunday, it should be partly sunny, so that'll be a nicer day, 56 degrees. Into next week, Monday, partly sunny, and then by Tuesday, it should be sunny. So we're here, the program It's the Law. I'll just tell you and provide a couple spots, and then I'll be back. And today, I'd like to talk a little bit about Social Security, because most people, and not everyone, but most people in our country are covered by Social Security, and there are so many misconceptions, misunderstandings, and frankly, believe it or not, we all think about Social Security. I don't think many of us do much planning, me included, and in fact, I'm very expensive as far as you can lose a lot of benefits if you don't understand. So we'll be back after a couple spots, and we'll talk about Social Security.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Pat Smits. The program, It's the Law. And I think most of us think we may know about Social Security benefits. They're kind of out there. One of the things that I didn't do, and I think that many people don't do, is plan for Social Security. Some people say, well, I'm just going to take it as soon as I can because I want to get the most money and I don't know how long I'm going to live. And not really a good idea. So a lot of what I'm going to say, obviously, is accurate, but I certainly am not a person that helps people plan for Social Security. I think that most of us, including lawyers, unless we're really specialized in that area of law, know something about it, but not enough. Actually, if there's anyone who really wants the name of someone who I think is top-notch, and of course I don't advertise people here, and I have no monetary incentive to give the name, but call me at my office, and my office number is 908-236-7530, and I'd be happy to give you the name of the person who I think really can help people plan when to take Social Security and other things, and I certainly wish I would have known about him because I am one of those people who is a recipient who gets less money than I'm entitled to. And believe it or not, the statistic is that over 90% of recipients get less money than they are entitled to receive. Now, partly that's because we can't possibly know all the rules. There are about or more than 2,700 rules governing Social Security. And married couples, I can't believe this statistic, but the statistic is that married couples have over 567 filing options. And one of the things you'll know if you call Social Security that their agents are prohibited from offering advice. So the real concern for people, and I've seen this in my practice, those of you who know me know that I handle family law matters. And one of the real concerns I see is people who lock themselves into a permanently lower benefit when with a little planning they would not have done that. So, of course, there are questions, will Social Security be there for me? How much can I expect to receive? And, of course, the big question of when should I apply for Social Security? The real question should be, how can I maximize my benefits with the information that we know now? One of the things that people don't think about, and especially the last few years, is the fact that Social Security does offer annual inflation adjustments. So there's some statistics or actually some interesting information. For example, if someone is currently earning, or the benefit, I should say, the monthly benefit of $2,000 a month and the annual cost of living adjustments over the next 10 years is 2.7%. And that's pretty reasonable. I mean, in the last few years, the cost of living has not gone up. But that's a pretty safe bet to think that's about right. So the $2,000 a month benefit in 10 years would be $2,611 a month. So that's an increase of $611 a month. With same statistics in 20 years, it would be $3,408. So that's, certainly hopefully will be keeping up with inflation, or at least those inflated costs that older people bear. Now, in 30 years, I guess the question, who's going to be earning it? But there are some people who get Social Security for 30 or more years. That case, the $2,000 per month would be $4,448 per month. I think it's really significant. And the other thing is you may outlive your money, and everybody talks about you need to plan. And, of course, we cannot rely simply and solely on Social Security. But You can't outlive it. So at least they're going to be, some guarantee that you're going to continue to get that monthly benefit, which is one of the reasons why I think that so many people make a mistake of taking benefits before their full retirement age. We'll talk about full retirement age. But in any event, if your monthly benefit is $2,000 a month and you live 10 more years, you will receive over $300,000 in lifetime benefits. If you live 20 more years, you'll receive a total of $666,000, a little bit more than that, of lifetime benefits. And if you live for 30 more years after your full retirement age, it'll be over $1,141,276. So that's the $2,000 a month. It would be more or less depending on whether your monthly benefit is more or less. Now, one thing that I ask people consistently, and they are consistently wrong, and something that I only found out a few years ago, and I think something that in general is really prejudices women. The people don't understand how Social Security benefits are calculated. And most people will say, well, if you work for 10 years or 40 quarters, you'll be entitled to receive Social Security. True. But the assumption is that the benefits are also based on the highest 10 years of pay-in. And that's not true. So the Social Security benefits are calculated on the highest 35 years of indexed earnings, and they're averaged. And so this is divided by three what they call bend points to determine your primary insurance amount and the amount you'll receive at your full retirement age. So, as I said, benefits may be increased each year by cost of living adjustments, usually called COLAs, C-O-L-A-S. But what does that mean? Well, one thing that's very important is try under almost all circumstances not to apply for early benefits. And this is why it's so important to talk to somebody who can really tell you whether, for example, in your case, it might make more sense to apply for early benefits. But in any event, the full retirement age, FRA, is 66 years old if you were born between 1943 and 1954. So anyone who was born before 1943, your full retirement age is 65 and some months. So if you're born in 1955, it notches up. Then you're in 1955, if that's the year you were born, your full retirement age is 66 years and 2 months. For people born in 1956, it's 66 and 4 months. And then in 1957, it goes up to 6 months. So you cannot, as of 1957, earn full benefits plus your child's benefits unless you work 66 years and 8 months if you were born in 1958. And 1959, it goes to 66 years and 10 months. And then 1960 or later, you have to reach full retirement age of 65. So the real question is, what happens if you apply for early benefits? Now, the early benefits, and we're not even talking about the annual earnings test at this point. What we're talking about is what you're going to receive and the percentage of your, I think that's paid in account. I'm not used to that term. Maybe I'll be able to figure it out. But in any event, at age 62, you will only receive 75% if, in fact, your full retirement age is 66. You'll receive, I'm sorry, did I say 70? I meant 75% if you your beneficiary has to wait until 67, meaning born 1960 or later, then it's 70% of your full retirement. So that you're going to lose a lot, I mean, really a very significant amount. At age 65, you know, depending on your age, if you're old enough now to start collecting Social Security at age 65, that's not a concern. But if your full retirement age is 66, then you're going to have only receive 93.3% of your age, if you apply at age 65 and take it when you're 65. You get a bigger benefit if you take it and start taking it before you're that old. Now, you don't have to take Social Security at full retirement age. So some people would say, well, why not? That's missed money. You can do whatever you want with that money. You can donate it to charity. You can donate other things as long as they appraise, as long as they appraise. So what's the benefit of applying after your full, and I didn't mean appraise, so let's take that back and start over. What if you apply after your full retirement age? Well, if you delay in getting Social Security, then you earn 8% annually for the delayed benefits. So if you wait until your age 70, you'll be getting 132% of what you would get at age 66, if age 66 is your full retirement age. So also, you're going to have income tax penalties if you earn more than the set amount if you take Social Security early. So, for example, there's a dollar withheld for every $2 over $17,040 unless... And there's some other things about clawbacks, and I don't think that that's something that we need to get into. It's a little bit too esoteric for this program. But there's also, spousal benefits. And then these are really significant because let's assume in a traditional marriage, husband and wife, she never pays into Social Security, or she never pays the business. So, in other words, she doesn't, even if she works in the business, I guess I shouldn't say she doesn't pay the business. If she doesn't consider herself working in the business, then the issue or question becomes, is she still entitled? Well, remember, every dependent spouse who's been married for 10 years or more is entitled to the accumulations their spouse accumulated, I guess that's the way to say it, or they allowed into, they can also obtain benefits based on a spouse. And that, for example, in the traditional setting when a woman never worked outside of the house, husband was a breadwinner, husband started paying into Social Security from the very first time, which I think they only had to pay about $1 a month. But in any event, paid into Social Security, the child under 18 will be entitled to survivor benefits. And that's really important. But what is important, really, is you have to figure out what's the maximum benefits you might earn. And, of course, it depends on how long you're going to live versus what's the optimal way that you should withdraw Social Security or begin taking Social Security. Okay, just take a brief break and bring you some information from some of our sponsors. And I'm beginning to realize that I stayed up much too late last night watching the draft. So if I start dozing off, please excuse, and we'll be back and talk more about Social Security.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business. One business at a time.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hey, I'm back. I'm Pat Smits. The program, It's the Law. And I think I may have been somewhat confusing. I want to go back and talk again about early benefits, so we are really clear about the disadvantage. Now, obviously, if you have a terminal illness, then, you know, you have to look at those things to determine whether it makes sense to get early benefits. But for most people, I think we should think about Social Security as, you know, a supplement that we're really going to need when we're old. And, you know, the real concern is running out of money and only having Social Security. And then, in addition, taking Social Security early, which, of course, you have to pay tax on, and then having much less than you need at the end of your life. So when I talked about the 35 years of indexed earnings, and they're averaged to determine your primary insurance amount. So PIA is the primary insurance amount that you are going to receive at your full retirement age. And it's based on monthly. It's calculated monthly. So what happens if you apply for early benefits? And I think I'd like to go through this again so it is less confusing. If you apply at age 62 and your full retirement age is age 66, remember, if you were born 1955 through 1959, your retirement age will be 66, and depending when during the years, depending on the year, it'll be 2 months, 66 and 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, whatever. But if you apply for early retirement benefits and your full retirement age is 66, you will receive your primary insurance amount will be 75% of what it would be if you retired at full retirement age. It would be 70% if your full retirement age is 67. So it keeps going up, obviously. If you retire at age 65 and your full retirement age is 66, you'll be getting 93.3% of the benefits. But remember, this goes on for the rest of your life. I mean, 7% maybe not doesn't seem much, but this goes on for the rest of your life, and it also means that the calculation of the cost of living increase is based on a lower number. But 65, if you retire basically 2 years before your full retirement age, because if your retirement age, full retirement age, is 67, then you'll only be receiving 86.7% of what you would receive if you waited two more years. And one of the things that people think was, well, if I stop working, I have to start collecting. That's not true. You are able to select when you retire. Now, most people retire, begin collecting Social Security because they need the monthly income. But also remember, if you take a part-time job, go back to work, there is an annual earnings test between 62 and 66. So what does that mean? Well, $1 will be withheld for every $2 that you earn over $17,040 per year. From your age 62 to 65, your earnings or ability to earn goes up slightly in the future. So 1% would be withheld every $3 of earned income over $45,360 in a year. So if that's the amount that we're calculating, if you're turning 66. So there's also concern that these could be clawed back, but I don't think that's something that you really have to be concerned about now. Now, so what about the kinds of questions I get? Well, what about same-sex couples? Well, as of June 26, 2015, when the Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage nationwide, then the same-sex couples are afforded the same rights and benefits. Same-sex couples who are married are afforded all the same spousal, divorce, survivor benefits as heterosexual couples. Now, the what about somebody who's divorced? Well, the divorced spouse benefits are the same as if he or she stayed married for the full amount of time. If, first of all, a divorced spouse, so let's say Jim and Joan are married, Jim and Joan get divorced after 9 years of marriage. Will she be able to collect on his Social Security in the future? No. So what has to happen? And I've seen this where people are trying to put through a divorce and, you know, it's over a nine-year marriage. It may be just shy, 2 months shy of 10 years. Well, in almost every case, it would be very foolish for them not to back off and wait for the 10th year. Certainly, there are some cases where it probably won't make that much difference. But in almost all cases, that would be very foolish. So the divorce spouse's benefits are the same as somebody who's married. If the marriage lasted 10 years or more, she was currently unmarried, and okay, so married 10 years or more, the divorced spouse also has to be currently unmarried, and that the divorced spouse, woman or man, and ex-spouse are at least age 62, and also you can't apply the day you get divorced because you have to be divorced more than 2 years. Okay, so let's give some examples. Let's say, for example, that there are two clients, and we're talking about divorced spouse benefits. So let's say my dentist is age 65, divorced and still unmarried. Now my doctor is age 61, divorced and still unmarried. Now, the doctor's affected by the new rules, and there are some new rules. So, and then that's client one, client two, and then client three is divorced after 9 years and 9 months of marriage. Well, I've already talked to you about that. So the question is, does it pay to get divorced? And assume the marriage lasted 10 years, both spouses are age 62 as of the beginning of this year. So if they stayed married and the wife filed for divorce at age 66, and then the husband files spousal at 66, he's going to get his own benefits, higher benefits at age 70. So if the spouses are divorced at age 64, then both ex-spouses file the extended spousal benefit. Excuse me. And both spouses file for ex-spousal benefits at age 66, and both take their own higher benefits at 70, can happen? And one of the things that you have to do is you have to look at all those scenarios because a divorced couple can benefit up to $120,000 in addition lifetime benefit. So most of us would like to get an extra $115,000. So in the scenario that I was talking about, there could be up to $120,000 or more additional lifetime benefits. So, of course, there's a disclaimer. You don't get divorced just to maximize your Social Security benefits. And it's really important that you figure out all of the alternatives and which is a better for you. So, you know, there's so many different benefits. There's an example, for example, survivor benefits. If Joe and Julie are married and both are over full retirement age and collecting Social Security, and Joe's benefit is $2,000 and Julie's benefit is $1,200, what happens when Joe dies? Well, what under this scenario, June's $1,200 benefit is replaced by her $2,000 survivor benefit. So that's important to know. If the benefit is lower, for example, in this case that I talked about, Joe's benefit is $2,000 a month and Julie's benefit is $1,200 per month. So Joe dies, and that's why I said that you really need expert, somebody who knows what they're doing, knows the ropes. Because in this case scenario, there's one, I think this is it, where the parties, they think they died of, but I'm mumbling here because it gets a little complicated, so I'm trying to get into some of the more, not the esoteric claims, but more usual. So there can even be parent benefits if the deceased child provided 50% or more with financial, of financial support for the parents. In other words, if you're young man, young woman, you have to help care for your elderly parents, then you'd be eligible to obtain parent benefits. And of course, we often talk about child care. You know, because you know that's very expensive, and there are benefits, of course, that go to the children, and that's important to figure that out, because you also want to be sure that when you're filing college applications, you're not providing income that they didn't ask for. So the disabled child
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, back talking about Social Security today. We'll wrap up in a few minutes. So what do you need to consider when you're looking into when to take Social Security? Well, obviously, first of all, you have to look at if you're thinking about taking Social Security early, you have to look at any other sources of income. Is your spouse still working? Do you have savings that make sense to use? Will you take a part-time job? All of the things that will affect the income flow. You also, for example, need to take a look at any pensions that you have. There are defined benefit plans and defined contribution plans. Defined benefit plans, of course, mean that you're working. You may or may not be putting aside money, but every source of income is important. Pensions, but if you don't have to take them, and you still have sufficient money to live until your full retirement age, because remember, there will be a permanent reduction in the amount you receive per month if you take retirement early. So you also have to look at your IRAs and any 401ks. In other words, these are all sources of money: pensions, IRAs, 401ks. And also have to look to see whether or not you have to take the required minimum distribution, 870.5. And then you also have to look at your portfolio, because where would a good place be to park this money until you actually need it? So also, as I said earlier, part-time work, that's could generate a lot of income. But remember, if you're taking early retirement, you're going to pay tax. You're going to, basically forfeit a lot of that income. So, okay, we look at Social Security in the context of other assets we have to support ourselves. We also need to speak with other people and figure out, for example, you've got to calculate the following. Okay, so what else do we have to consider? Well, certainly health status. If you're very unhealthy, obviously statistics may show that with all the elements and all of the disabilities that you have, that your health status is poor, and that's obviously a factor to consider. So hand in hand goes with life expectancy. I think a lot of attorneys. So life expectancy, as I said before, need for income, and of course whether or not you plan on working. Also, not only is whether or not you plan to work, but also what are your survivor's needs? In other words, do you have young children? Are your children through high school? Are your children young? Are they going to need as much money as possible? I suppose somebody would think, do I like my wife enough to leave her or anything? But that's another day, another story. So those are all really important factors to look at and to determine whether or not your allegations are correct. Because I would think that the judge would put you down. All right, let's take a short break to play a couple spots, and if I don't fall asleep in the interim, we'll come back and wrap this up, because I do want to talk about taxation of Social Security benefits. So we'll be right back.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.
Okay, Hunterdon Medical Center, great. I'll play that spot when I go to the news, which will be shortly. So what about taxation of Social Security benefits? Well, I think everybody realizes that taxes are going to change. I'm going to just give you a rough outline of what's happening now. Now, we talk about provisional income, which under the terms of this chart that I'm quoting or talking about is AGI plus one-half of the Social Security benefit plus tax-earned exempt interest. So if you're married filing jointly, there will be, and your income, so this is two of you, your income together is under $32,000, the reporting that's necessary is zero. Of course, you can always come along for the ride, and it's really a fun ride. So if you're married filing jointly, you can save, and your income is under $32,000, you can save between $32,000 and $44,000. If you're single and your income is under $20,000. Then you can save 25 to 42. Okay, so however, it's very important that you don't file married filing separately when you're living with a spouse. Again, there are some rules for somebody who's single, head of household, a qualifying widower or widow, and married filing separately and living apart from your spouse. So that's about it. Let's go and play the news, and we'll be back with the sports guys.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.HunterdonChamberRadio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Okay, we're going to be back with the sports guys right after I talk about the weather. Bill just walked in. Bill, let me tell me, is it raining out there? Because they said foggy, misty. Earlier today, it was pouring rain.
Well, so, Pat, it's been raining off and on. It was just beginning to drizzle once again when I came in. And I'll tell you folks, tomorrow's supposed to be a nice day.
No, not according to this.
Really? What
are they
saying?
According to our weather, tomorrow is areas of fog and then chance, about a 30% chance of showers. So the day that really looks pretty good is partly sunny, is going to be on Sunday.
Well, that may be the day that I head to the boat.
I think that's the day you should.
Okay.
So we're just talked to Bill about whether or not he watched any of the draft. So do you know what happened? And he said, no, I did, and that's why I'm falling asleep.
Well, the Philadelphia Eagles did something pretty slick.
Well, they
gave up their first-round draft choice for a couple of second-rounders and a couple in 2019.
Did they get any first round for them?
No, they did not, but they made a deal with the Ravens. They're picking number 52 overall, and the Eagles have no burning urgencies for any of their positions right now. They've got two good quarterbacks. They've got an O-line that they'd like to see a little deeper. And I think the Eagles are going to pick somebody who is probably an offensive lineman when they get to the second round, which is tonight and tomorrow.
Well, you're right.
Because their first pick is number 52.
And the Ravens wanted that because
they
wanted Lamar Jackson.
That's exactly right. And
actually, I was surprised that Lamar Jackson didn't go earlier in the draft. I really was. And hopefully we're going to be joined by, I know John can't be here today, but hopefully we're going to be joined by Mike. And Mike is a Jets fan, so let's hold off talking about the Jets pick.
Well, Pat, I can tell you that your invitee, Mike, is downstairs with his wife, Anna. They seem like lovely people, and I'm looking forward to welcoming him to the Sports Guys.
Okay, well, hopefully he'll get up here, and if he doesn't come shortly, I'll go and yell at him.
Well, remember, we have to talk a little bit of sports. First of all, if anyone needs a good yelling at, it's the Philadelphia Flyers. They were up 2 goals to the Pittsburgh Penguins Sunday and broke my heart, giving away 2 goals and eventually losing Game 6 of the Stanley Cup playoff quarter round 8-5 and going down against the Pens 4-2 over a 6-game series. There were 2 games where they looked absolutely dreadful, 2 games that they won where they looked like world beaters, and in Game 6 they scored the first goal. Thank you, Shane Couturier, who scored a hat trick, 3 goals, even though he had a torn medial cruciate ligament. And by the end of the game, said he couldn't feel his leg, but he still had some pop.
Listen, tell me, and everybody out there who knows nothing about the game, why do they call it the hat trick?
Well, they call it a hat trick because many, many, many years ago, in the late 1900s and early 20s, the Toronto Maple Leafs had a haberdasher who was a huge fan, and if you scored 3 goals, he gave the player a hat. Later, because he was so popular, he made a lot of hats for the people in Toronto, hockey players and hockey fans. And what happened is that when you score 3 goals, now you're supposed to throw your hat onto the ice. And it's been a tradition. It's one of the few sports where if you throw something onto the playing field, the police don't cart you off. As long as it's a hat, and as long as there are 3 goals scored. So the NHL is a funny place.
I guess so, because I don't think anyone who's would never be able to, you know, guess that that's how that came about.
Well, you got to really like hockey, and I've been in the old Maple Leaf Gardens many, many years ago, starting about 1985. When I actually had represented a Canadian company down here in New Jersey. And usually we had to go to Montreal for meetings, but every now and then we would go to Toronto. And, you know, when you flew into Toronto, especially in the winter, you landed at an airport that was built out on Lake Erie.
Oh, I did that for, you know, it was very easy. There were a lot of flights to what I call the island airport from Newark. And you're right there. In fact, I always preferred that to their international airport.
Which is north of the city.
Which is way north of the city.
And it's about 30 miles out.
And so that it was so easy, such a direct flight, small plane, but you could leave Newark and get into Toronto so easy.
Well, that's right. And Air Canada, there's also another one. I know the symbols are raccoon, but I can't think of what the name of the company is. But there were times, Pat, flying into that airport on the lake where I thought the airplane needed sleigh bells. Because what happens, Pat, is this. You know, lake.
But you weren't on the lake, though. I mean,
the airport's literally on an island on the
lake.
Well,
it's on the island.
Yeah.
But you weren't landing on the lake.
No, but you could have. But you would have slid all the way to Buffalo because usually the lake freezes over.
I mean, well, but they couldn't land. Well, they wouldn't land on the. I mean, that would be
That would be
even as thick as that ice